With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump heading west for the next 2 days, Las Vegas later Thursday to promote the tax cuts he signed into law last year, and Phoenix on Friday for an event with Turning Point USA. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has met with Russia's top diplomat Sergei Lavrov. That on calls for a closer bilateral set of relations. More from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Xi Jinping says the stability and certainty of China-Russia relations are particularly precious in the face of an international landscape intertwined with change and chaos. During a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Beijing, she said the strong vitality and exemplary significance of the friendship treaty between the two countries stand out even more under such a backdrop. China and Russia need to use closer and stronger strategic collaboration to defend the legitimate interests of both nations and safeguard the unity of the global South countries. His remarks come as uncertainty still lingers about how long the Iran war would last. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Many people aren't used to it, but unusually warm weather.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Tech lords consult the clergy. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains.
Anthropic, which makes the powerful artificial intelligence Claude, recently held a meeting with 15 Catholic and Protestant leaders. The company says it wants their help in training their chatbot and providing it with a kind of moral decision-making power. The Washington Post reports that Anthropic even asked the clergy if Claude could be considered, quote, a child of God, despite the fact that it, fundamentally, is a kind of machine. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Missouri counts down to a key vote in November, pro-lifers taking part in a new poll. Survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution. It would ban abortion, with some first trimester exceptions. Another 40% oppose it. 12% say they haven't decided just yet. This is SRN News. There are all kinds of raffles all around the world. Some might be on the up and up, some maybe not. But this one in Minnesota is being done for a great cause. It is helping those who are genuinely needy.
At the American Legion Post 150 in Waconia, Minnesota, they're holding their Friday night raffle.
Lucky number 5.
The prize is meat, ground beef, hot dogs, steaks. The money goes to charity. Joe Gifford is post commander.
Everybody has a good social time. We serve up some food, and in the meantime, you get a chance to win some meat and take it home.
Meat raffles have been popular for decades in parts of the U.S., so popular that in the Minnesota legislature, there's a bill to raise the cap that charities are allowed to offer in prizes from $70 to $200 so that the charities can offer bigger and better cuts of meat. I'm Donna Water.
More details at srnnews.com.